U.S. Meat Export Federation and USDA officials recently sat down with their Colombian counterparts in an effort to smooth some import challenges in the country. USMEF Director of Export Services Courtney Heller has more details on the seminar, which was made possible through support from the National Pork Board and the Beef Checkoff Program.
USMEF Colombia, USMEF Denver, and the Foreign Egg Service Post in Bogota came together with an idea to build relationships and really improve understanding of how both markets work, particularly in relation to importing U.S. beef and pork into Colombia. We had some outstanding technical trade issues that we felt that would probably be resolved if we just really met and discussed how the industry worked in that time period. As we were arranging this seminar, high path avian influenza was found in some of our dairy cattle, and Colombia started to ban U.S. beef if that high path avian influenza was found in dairy cattle in by state. So this program evolved into something that would also cover addressing that trade barrier in addition to just the overall relationship building efforts that we had in mind.
U.S. representatives at the meeting offered a farm-to-fork view of the U.S. meat industry to give the Colombian officials a better understanding of USDA's food safety oversight.
The difference between Colombia and the U.S. is that the Colombia has very few federally inspected plants. And in our country, almost every, and especially every large plant is federally inspected. And the infrastructure is very large and very effective. Another key difference between our industries is HACCP is not mandatory in many countries, including Colombia. But in the U.S., if you're federally inspected, every facility is mandatorily using HACCP as part of their day-to-day operations.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.